An American citizen whose spouse is denied a visa for national security reasons is not entitled to any further explanation or legal recourse. That's the ruling today from the U.S. Supreme Court. The justices were divided 5-4 in the ruling. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg has the details of this case.
Fawzia Din came to the United States as a refugee from Afghanistan in 2000 and subsequently became a U.S. citizen. She speaks pretty good English, but is more comfortable speaking through an interpreter.
There was no security for women in Afghanistan, and I wanted to come here to get security and just freedom.
In 2006, she returned to Afghanistan to marry an Afghan native whom she and her family had long known. Back in the States, she petitioned for an immigrant visa for her husband. The Immigration Service approved the application, and her husband was directed to the American Embassy in Pakistan for an interview. There, he was told he'd be receiving a visa soon, but it never came. 3 years later, Fawzia Din's congressman made inquiries on her behalf. The State Department then told her that her husband had been turned down for, quote, terrorist activities. That despite the fact that the husband has long been the chief of staff for the Minister of Education in Afghanistan. Further inquiries proved fruitless, and eventually Din went to court seeking to get a more complete explanation of what her husband had supposedly done. She argued that the Constitution's guarantee of due process of law bars the government from separating an American citizen from her spouse without some further explanation for the spouse's exclusion. Din won in the lower court, but today the Supreme Court reversed that ruling by a splintered vote. Writing for three members of the court, Justice Antonin Scalia acknowledged that the Constitution bars the government from depriving a person of liberty. But he said that liberty at the time the Constitution was written meant only freedom from imprisonment or restraint, and that it never was meant to include the right to live with one's husband. True, he said, the court has for decades sought to expand the concept of liberty to include certain fundamental rights, like the right to marry, but nothing is preventing Din from being married, he said. There's no constitutional right to live in the U.S. with one's alien spouse. Joining his opinion were Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Clarence Thomas. Justice Anthony Kennedy wrote separately for himself and Justice Samuel Alito. They said that even assuming Fawzia Din does in fact have a liberty interest in having her husband live here, Congress has decided that at least in the area of national security, the government does not have to give more details than it did here, namely a specific citation of the section of the law barring anyone involved in terrorist activities. That, of course, leaves Fawzia Din with little to no information to rebut. And yet the court's decision seemed to move the goalpost, at least a bit, on visa rejections. So says NYU law professor Bert Newborn. He observes that under the old law, the government didn't have to give any explanation at all. But he notes when you add the Kennedy-Alito opinion to the opinion of the four dissenters, the rule does seem to be less rigid.
Six of them, at least, say that you just can't be turned away without an explanation. That in itself is an advance, because the old law is that they didn't even have to tell you why.
The four dissenters said that in their view, the government should have to give more details about why a spouse is being excluded. Just citing a statutory provision is not enough, wrote Justice Stephen Breyer for the four. It's analogous to telling a criminal defendant that he's charged with, quote, breaking the law. Such a generality simply doesn't provide enough information to allow a defendant or Fawzia Din and her husband to mount a defense. I do not deny the importance of national security, said Breyer, but protecting ordinary citizens from arbitrary government action is fundamental to our constitutional system. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.